Hello, guy. Hello?
Yes.
Hi, this is Will calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. I'm not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to have your opinions. Do you have a few minutes to participate?
Sure.
Thank you. Do you or does any member of your household work for radio, television station, newspaper, advertising? No. Thank you. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you'll be voting in general election for president of the U.S. Senate and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th of 2024? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very
definitely
likely to vote.
Definitely.
Definitely. Okay, thank you. Next question. Regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote back in 2020 presidential election? Did you vote for Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Okay, thank you so much. With which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, or no
Democrat.
Party affiliation? Democrat. Okay, thank you. What is the last grade of formal education that you have completed? Less than high school?
I have a
PhD.
Graduate school.
Okay. Thank you so much. What is your main racial background? African American, Black, Asian, Asian American, White, Caucasian,
white.
Hispanic, White. Okay, thank you so much. What is your age? Are you between 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
I'm 56 to 65.
Thank you so much. From the following list, which issue should your state representative focus on most to help you and your family? Property insurance costs, crime and public safety, K through 12 education, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, abortion, the environment, growth and overdevelopment, health care, illegal immigration, or taxes?
Insurance.
Insurance, okay. Thank you. If the general election for the Florida State Legislature were held today, which of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate? Definitely vote for the Democratic candidate. Probably vote for the Democratic candidate. Lean slightly to the Democratic candidate. Definitely vote for the Republican. Probably vote for the Republican or lean slightly to the Republican.
This is the state senate?
Yes, ma'am.
Probably vote for the Democrat. Probably.
Okay. Thank you so much. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president?
I think in the middle.
Somewhat approve or somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat. Good question. Somewhat disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove. Okay, thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Donald Trump did as president?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Ron DeSantis is doing as governor?
Disapprove. Strongly.
Strongly. Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to read to you a list of some public officials in your community you may be familiar with. Would you please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person? If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, just say so. Vicky Lopez.
Do I say somewhat or just favorable or unfavorable?
It's either very favorable, somewhat unfavorable.
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat
favorable.
Okay. What about Savannah Cabo?
No opinion.
Cabo?
No opinion.
No opinion? Okay. Thank you. Now, if the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Biden.
Thank you so much. And will you say you definitely vote for him or probably vote for him?
Probably.
Okay, thank you so much. And if the election for Florida State House and Representatives were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Ms. Cabo or Ms. Lopez?
Lopez.
Thank you so much. And would you say you are definitely voting for her or probably?
Probably.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to ask a few short demographic questions before we finish, just to make sure we have a representative sample. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Moderate.
Thank you so much. That will conclude our survey. Thank you so much for your time. You have a good one. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.